I just want to share with you heart to heart some very important things. Human beings are here on the earth for one reason: to know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. That's why we're here. Glory to God forever. That's why we're here. God Almighty wants to spend eternity with you. He wants you to spend eternity in His home. And He wants you to begin that journey on the earth. And it's up to us how deep we go. And our response, it's up to us, our response to Him, to His offer. His offer of knowing Him, the one true God, God Almighty, and His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. This glorious relationship. And if there's one key for you and for every person, just one key, if what I'm about to tell you in the next 30 seconds, it's really all that you need to walk with God forever. Amen. Amen. And it's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. He's everywhere. He's all around us. He's a person. He's a member of the Trinity. And we should, you know, we should really have reverence and honor for God Almighty, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's everything to us. That our relationship with Him, or lack of a relationship with Him, is everything to every human being. Like it, because eternity is what matters. We will exist for eternity, either in eternal life in heaven, amen, amen, in glory. God's home, filled with His presence, filled with His, with Him, the glory of the Lord. And He's available on the earth as well. Or someone will spend it in eternal death in hell, which is a tragic, tragic, tragic eternity. The glory of the Lord is available on the earth. But just finding Jesus Christ, that's the greatest thing a human being can do. We must continue on with Him. We must be honest and serious about walking with Him. Jesus told Mary Baxter in the book Divine Revelation of Hell, He said, quote, "I came to save all men. It's not my desire that any perish, but that all come to everlasting life." Period. Sad to say, most people will not repent before it's too late, and they will go to hell. But the way to heaven is the same for all people. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must sincerely give your life to God and serve Him. You must repent of your sins and give your life to God and serve Him. Unquote. That's we must continue on with Him. And let me add this. You know, the gospel is for every person on the earth, but it's revealed in the Bible that really it's the poor and the broken and the suffering and those who are the lowest on the earth. Those are the ones who actually receive the gospel. And generally, the rich and those who are whole and everything's great with them, generally they don't receive the gospel, which is tragic. Because it is for everyone. And it's the same thing with the call of God and so forth, and is that Jesus told Mary Baxter, not many noble respond to my call. And what does he mean by that? Well, you know, most people who are noble and they're, you know, they're well off, they're from the first world, they're well off, they're healthy, and they've got everything. Most of those people don't respond to the call of God. You know, they seek other things. Jesus called it the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things. And so those of us in the first world, if you're in the first world, we need to respond to the call. You know, that's what it's, we have an obligation to do that. And to, even though, you know, being in ministry, you know, it's not, it may not be glamorous, it's not sexy, it's not cool, it's not, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money, you're going to get criticized and made fun of and a lot worse than that. Who cares about all that? We must, if God has called you into ministry, we must respond. And I must respond. I need to redeem the time. We all have missed it. We've all, you know, fallen short and wasted time and all that. So let's just continue on with Him. Continue on with Him. But it's just so ironic that that's why we are here on the earth, to know Him through Jesus and through Jesus Christ forever. And it's glorious. And yet most people will not receive that. It's just unbelievable. It's just so ironic. It's tragic. And we as those, we in the body of Christ, you know, we need to do our job, period. You know, God will take care of the results. We just need to do what He tells us to do. Amen. More soon.